Wednesday the 15th, and we do have a caller on hold here, and that is Chris in California. Good morning, Chris.
The two gentlemen that were on the phone yesterday were talking about the earthquakes and stuff like that in California and stuff. That is very true about the 5.1 or 5.3 earthquake. They on the USG, they did have it, and then all of a sudden they deleted it.
Right.
I was kind of amazed about that.
Well, they're doing two things, Chris. They're downgrading earthquakes. The initial reporting is an automated system that human beings don't touch. So they downgrade the automated reporting, and then frequently it's eliminated altogether. But I need to give you a heads up here, and everybody. The Department of Defense is getting people away from California right now.
I've been very aware of that type. Like I said, I just started listening to your show. And one more thing, too. You know, I look at YouTube to, you know, try to get some updates here and there, there and here. And I've noticed they've actually started cutting out a lot of websites as well.
Department of Defense websites?
No, just like in YouTube. You know, like, say, for example, you know, like your shows are posted on YouTube
right,
and stuff
right.
like that. And, you know, I could go on and look at it while... Yeah. And stuff in regards to like Nibiru and all that, they're no longer accessible.
I wasn't aware of that. Well,
yeah,
okay.
it was yesterday I was kind of like, are these the signs that John's been talking about now?
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Chris. The word I'm getting from inside people is the Department of Defense is getting people out of California right now. And sending them to other bases and sending them on leave. There's a great concern that in the next few days is going to be a major earthquake in California. The San Andreas Fault cutting loose.
Yeah, I know. I've been paying attention to all these earthquakes that have been happening every day. Even though they're small, like 2.5, 3.4, I see them, and it looks like something's about to happen.
It does. And we do thank you for your call, Chris.
Thank
we need
you.
To move on
have
here.
A good day.
Okay. And let's see if we can get one more call before the bottom of the hour. Brian in Maine. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, John. The size and the mass of the inbound object is going to influence the severity of adverse effects.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, it's really critical to know the mass when planning for these effects. At this point, does anyone know what size the inbound object is or its mass?
Well... I can tell you for a fact that JPL knows, which is connected to NASA, of course. They're not talking. Dr. Robert Harrington, supervising astronomer, United States Naval Observatory, 20-plus years ago said it was 3 to 5 times the size of Earth with a far larger iron-nickel core. And that's the best information I've got.
Okay. Back on the 25th of July... it might have been Mike Harris reported that the inbound object was explained to him by one of his contacts as being about the size of the moon.
Well, that would be a very small rock compared to Earth. You know, not that it's, I mean, the moon, which is 250,000 miles away, is strong enough to make all the oceans on the planet go up every 12 hours and down every 12 hours. So.
Yes.
That's interesting. And we've got John in Florida. Good morning, John. Okay, Pete in Florida. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to touch base with you. I was listening yesterday, and, you know, I'm concerned with these earthquakes, too. And I heard your caller just a few, you know, on your last session there. I went to Google, like I was told, like that your caller said, and I went to Google, Earthquake 3D. It's awesome. I've got it set for what earthquakes have happened in the past 24 hours, and it tells the magnitude of it. It's got the rings, how far it spread out. Very informative. That's what I like about listening to you is things that come out, things that we need to know. This is great.
Ted in Florida. Good morning, Ted.
I was letting you know that I just got a video in this morning that shows a massive amount of tank deployments through California. It's
deployments or movement of tanks.
I don't know. It's a train that is completely covered in U.S. military tanks.
Right. That video has been widely circulated. What we believe, Ted, is that they're moving those tanks, armored personnel carriers and so forth, away from the coast to high ground. That's what we think is going on. Mike in Connecticut. Good morning, Mike. And we got Bill in Michigan. Got a break coming up. Bill, proceed.
Okay, I'll hold on or should
I? Let's get started. Let's go.
Okay, last night we were listening to Hagman and Hagman, and they had a guest on there that said all the U.S. Observatories are closed. They're not releasing any information out of those areas.
Well, I'm going to talk to Jim McCannon today. If that's in fact happening, that's very, very serious.
Yeah.
That would be. Professor McCannon can easily confirm that one way or the other. If that in fact is happening, we all need to be very, very concerned.
Yeah. The second comment was
Hagman are known to, you know, put out good information. I have a lot of respect for their work. And Bill, what else is on your mind, sir?
Which is, we didn't hear the beginning of your show, but when you came on, there was a sense of urgency in your voice. I was wondering if you were going to do a really quick recap on what we might have missed, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, okay, thank you, Bill. Well, the first 14 minutes, we had technical difficulties, so there was no show. And, yes, there is a sense of urgency in my voice. I'll be meeting with my local chief of police, and the next day or so we'll be talking about the threat of EMP and talking about these Russian troops that we verified from so many independent sources that there's no doubt that the Russian troops are here and arriving in great numbers, probably beginning tomorrow. No doubt whatsoever. These men are not our friends. They may look like us. Many of them are Caucasians. They have a lot of Asians. They may speak English with a neutral Nebraska accent, but they're not here to help us. They're here to take over. Don't fool yourselves. This is a foreign occupying military force. The last time this happened was 1812, 200 years ago, when the Brits came back and tried to regain what they lost. So, yes, there is concern in my voice. And, yes, you should be making diligent and prudent preparations right now while you can. Getting a high-quality gravity feed water filter while you can would be well advised. Getting ammunition while you can. And if there's a martial law situation, ammunition sales be shut down in a heartbeat. Weapon sales shut down immediately. Whatever you need to get, you better be getting it. The time for procrastination is over. Good quality communications equipment that need to come from out of town, you better be getting it. Whatever you have when the balloon goes up, as we say, that's a term that goes back to the Civil War when they had observation hot air balloons, by the way. When a balloon goes up, whatever you got's what you got. So I'm scrambling around myself to make last-minute preparations. I've been guilty of procrastination, and so I'm getting all the empty spots of my preparedness filled up with what they need to be filled up with. If I go by a Walmart, I'll stop by and pick up 1,000 rounds of .22 ammunition. I don't even know how much .22 ammunition I've got. I got a lot. And I recommend that you get a lot. It'll be a great barter item, if nothing else. That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. You all be safe out there. Do buy lots of ammunition. The code words for those who are behind enemy lines, check out page 54 of the Green Book.